what my parents had instilled in us to be doing things for the communities. When we heard about this opportunity to do Miss Philippines Australia, we saw it as an opportunity to do community service, and that's why we took on the challenge.
Bata pa lang si Miss Philippines Australia 2022 Janina Louie. Pinaunawa na ng kanyang mga magulang ang pakikipagkapwa-tao at tumulong sa komunidad. Kaya naman ang inalok siya na maging bahagi ng patimpalak isinasapuso ng dalaga na sa paraang ito ay makakatulong siya sa mga kababayan at maipakita ang tunay na galing ng Filipino. At dahil purong mga Pinoy ang mga magulang ni Janina mula Luzon, kahit dito na lumaki sa Australia, malapit ang kanyang puso sa Pilipinas. Kaya matapos makoronahan bilang Miss Philippines Australia 2022, isa sa kanyang advokasya ang mailapit at lumalim pa ang koneksyon ng mga kabataang Filipino-Australians sa Pilipinas.
It was something special to us is being connected to our Filipino culture, our traditions, our background, a Filipino background. Kasi a lot of us young ones here in Australia, I feel like are losing our connection there. So it would really mean a lot if I can walk away from my year as being Miss Philippines Australia, knowing that I've contributed in that area in some way, to walk away knowing I've had an impact on other people. And also it's a way to give back for all the support that everyone provided me as well, because I know they supported me like in the hope that I would do something good with the crown. And so I want to back and really perform.
Pinakagusto ni Janina na maranasan ng mga kabataan ang kultura at ganda ng bansang pinagmulan.
It's connecting us to those who really know about what it's like means to be Filipino. So I mean, like our lolas and lolos, getting to know their stories about being Filipino, knowing more about our traditions. And in the way I also want to draw young people towards the Philippines is through tourism. I really want us young Filipino Australians, this younger generation, to be advocates of Philippine tourism and just like be very, just to really get to know our Filipino side so that we can pass that on as well to our, you know, younger kids one day.
Ang pinakaunang inilunsad ni Janina na programa, ang Hello Philippines Youth Tour na magsisimula sa 15 hanggang 27 ng Agosto 2023.
We are taking a small group of 14 young Filipino Australians to the Philippines around Manila, Cebu, Boracay, and Palawan to see the best of the best, experience all the cultural activities. We are like offering this at such a good deal because we are working with tourism organizations. PASC is connecting us to people to have the best deal so that young people can afford it. Like the activities are very interesting for young people and that it's affordable as well. We are giving it for a price of from $3,949, and that's already inclusive of flight, transfers, hotel, food. So it's got all of it in that price already. And it's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and it will bring them closer to their Filipino heritage.
Maliban sa masasarap na pagkain, mararanasan din ng mga kabataang turista ang ganda ng mga beaches at maraming lugar sa Pilipinas.
You'll be getting to do some kayaking, snorkeling, because the islands in the Philippines have such beautiful island scenery. So we'll definitely be doing a lot of water activities. You will also be watching like traditional cultural performances, seeing demonstrations of craft making. So it's for people who love, you know, even hiking, just like very physical activities, but it's also for people who are interested in knowing back history because we'll be having private tour guides.
Sa pagbabaliktanaw nga ni Janina, nagpapasalamat ang dalaga sa kanyang mga magulang dahil pinalaki sila sa tradisyonal na paraan na pagpapalaki ng mga Filipino sa Pilipinas. At dahil mismong siya ay kasama sa tour na ito, gusto niyang maranasan ng mga kabataang Filipino-Australians ang walang katulad na pakikipagkapwa-tao ng mga Filipino at tikman ang katakam-takam na pagkain Pinoy.
They teach us how to live like a traditional Filipino way. So I feel like us kids are very Filipino at heart because of them. It's always so much fun seeing our relatives in the Philippines and just being around the people in general, even the ones I'm not too, because I feel like you, everyone around you is family. Everyone just treats you there like family. You'll talk to anyone on the street, and it's like, you know, you've known each other for years. Everyone is so willing to help, share their food, and laugh around. I think the vibe in the Philippines is so warming. And of course, what yung pagkain, super sarap. Because my favorite are still the traditional, like kare kare. And I'm such a sweet tooth, and the Philippines is full of such good desserts.
Kaya minsahin niya sa lahat, huwag maging dayuhan sa sariling bansa.
To all our young ones around my age, between 18 to 28, really, I hope you can look into this really exciting opportunity to travel into the Philippines this year. I think this age now is when we should go out and travel. And I think Philippines is somewhere we should really experience and share with the world its beauty and experience the hospitality and warmth of the people there. It will be such a good opportunity to know about your roots and see such beautiful sights. So we have released the application form already. You can find this on the Miss Philippines Australia social medias on Facebook and Instagram. It will be such a fun opportunity. We are only selecting 14 people. So if you are thinking about traveling with us, exploring the Philippines with us, get in quick and send in your applications.
Kasama ng buong team ng Miss Philippines Australia, plano nila Janina na sa susunod na mga pagkakataon, palalawakin nila ang bibisitahin mga magagandang lugar ng mga bagong henerasyon ng mga Filipino-Australians sa Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.